This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm so happy to be back with you today. Took a week off for vacation, well-needed vacation. I'm so happy to be back. We have a very special guest today. Her name is Sonia Anderson. She's going to be talking about how she received revelation about the Hebrew roots of the Bible and how she developed curriculums in order to make Bible instruction and learning accessible to everyone. Sonia is an avid researcher, curriculum developer, writer, and teacher. She has authored 29 books to date. Her Torah Time Digest series is her best-selling work. Welcome to the show, Sonia. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me, Mari.
It's so my pleasure. So tell us a little bit about the story about how all this came to you.
Okay, well, I've been in church for as long as I can remember. I mean, probably as young as 2 years old. So I grew up in the Assembly of Believers, and I have tons of childhood memories of singing in the choir and going out to different various church events with friends and family, and it was just an amazing time in my life. And it was more like a social club, you know, as a child growing up, especially in my teenage years. I enjoyed it, but I kind of approached it like a social club. So once I became an adult, I really wanted more than that. I wanted more than a social club. I wanted God to be real to me, not just a fun time. And It was during this time that I decided to tithe my time. So I took 10% of my day, which I figured was about 2 hours and 40 minutes. And I just secreted myself away in my room, and I spent this time and I just in devotion. So at that point, the first day, I literally had no idea what to do with this time. I had made a plan, but the only thing I planned for was to have time. So I had this time, but I didn't have a plan for the time. So that first day, I just took my Bible and I said, well, I'll just read it. And I did so, and it felt like forever. And I kept looking up at the clock, but I wanted to keep true to my commitment. And that next day, it went by like seconds. And by the end of that two-week commitment, I was up to about 4 hours a day and completely engrossed in the Word and learning so much that I had not received.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So about how old were you when you decided to do this? I'm just curious.
I was in my early 20s, so I would say about 21 years old.
So you were quite young. Wow, that was quite a commitment. In 2 hours is a long commitment to do anything, you know? I mean, I'm a writer.
Yeah, it was 2 hours and 40 minutes, so it was closer to 3.
Oh, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Wow, closer to 3 hours. So I'm amazed by the fact that you not only decided to do this, but you actually went through with it. So how did it go from 3 hours to over 4? How did that happen for you?
Well, I began to learn. I mean, the Word is living and active, and once you spend time in the Word, you know, Father begins to speak to you. So I was getting answers to questions that I had for years, and then there were some stories in the Bible that I'd probably read before, but it wasn't real to me until that moment where, you know, everything was quiet and I had complete focus in that one thing. And as my questions were being answered and prayers, you know, I was praying during that time, it was just an overwhelming peace and intimacy with the Father that I hadn't had before. And that's really what I was looking for. So it was easy to linger in that presence because that's what I wanted. I didn't want just a social club. I wanted something real.
Yeah, awesome. And so what did that do for you, Sonia? How did that change you and actually your life and the life of others now?
And more for me, I didn't have a plan for the notes or anything. It was just I was learning a lot. I kept taking notes. And then by the end of that, I had like a 5-subject notebook that was nearly full.
Wow.
And I looked and just in my heart, I just knew it was a book. So that was when I developed my first curriculum called The Place to Call Home, Volume 1. Based on that time frame, it was birthed out of that. And to this day, that continues, that devotion time and that study and just writing curriculum behind it. Mm-hmm. So it definitely was transformative.
Wow, that's amazing. So you had such a desire to have a personal relationship with God. And I can actually relate to that. You know, I grew up in church as well, going to church probably from the time I was born, even though I can't remember that. Grew up Roman Catholic. Mm-hmm. I had a deep love for God. But I didn't, at the time, I didn't feel that personal thing. Again, I felt like it was nice, it was fun, it was social. But where was that connection? So what do you suggest to people who are looking for that, who like you maybe, or like me, they like going to church, it's not a burden for them, but they're not finding spiritually what they need there?
The 7:7-8 says, ask and it shall be given to you, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. And mm-hmm. everyone that asks will receive, and he who seeks will find it. And if you knock, the door will be open. So my first recommendation would be to just ask in prayers and ask for that closer relationship. Ask for him to make himself real. Ask to be intimate, up close, and personal. And mm-hmm. it is his word. It is his promise that he will actually give that to you. So the first step is to ask. And then that second part, to seek, that was kind of what I did when I decided I'm going to seek in this way. I'm going to set aside a portion of my day for this purpose. Mm-hmm. And that was just a period of seeking. And it doesn't have to be 2 hours and 40 minutes for 2 weeks straight. it can be once a week. It can be, you know, in the evening before you go to bed. But just to make a time of seeking. I like prayer walks. I live in a very rural area, so it's nice for me to just go for a long walk and just enjoy the countryside and pray during that time, and that is a way of seeking. Yeah. And then knocking to me is just being very, very persistent about it, to not give up, to just continue until that breakthrough comes, because he promised that it will come.
Wow, love it. As God began speaking to you, you know, you began to feel the realness. Right, that it's for real. Yes. Was it a surprise to you? How did you feel at that time? I know you talked about this wonderful sense of peace, but what other feelings were you having?
Absolute pure love, that no matter what I've done in my life, that he still cares about me. No matter how many times I've failed, that he's willing to be there to pick me up. And growing up without a natural father, that meant more to me than I can ever put into words. Because he became Daddy God during that time. And mm-hmm. even in prayer now, I will say Dad, you know. And
right.
it was just that, you know, when Scripture says we receive that spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father, that's actually mm-hmm. what happened. He literally became Dad during that time. So even if you have an earthly father, there's nothing that can compare to your Heavenly Father's voice and how that overwhelming love that he has for us. No matter how horrible we've been on the face of the earth, you know, he loves us still. And that is true, that, you know, his love is demonstrated, and that while we were yet sinners, Yeshua died. Jesus died for us. So he wants us there. He wants us in his presence. It is his desire. So if we actually choose that for ourselves, he will meet us there.
I love that part about him becoming your daddy, because what's great about that is that our human fathers, physical fathers, are human just like we are, right? There's faults, there's mistakes, not necessarily because they intend to hurt us, but, you know, they fall short just like we all do. But the Heavenly Father, we don't have that problem. I love the part about the love, and I experienced that same thing, that all-encompassing love, that it's okay and that you're okay the way you are. You know, do you want to talk a little bit about that? Because sometimes we don't feel like we're okay. We have to do this. We have to do that.
Yeah, it's not by works. We can't get in by anything we have done. The only way we really connect is through love. So the approach to my day is, what did you do for love? Because God keeps no records of wrong. That's Scripture. He will not keep a record of what you've done wrong. It is written for everything you've done for love. So whatever you've done for love will last. So approach your day with, who can I love today? Who can I demonstrate love to? And it doesn't have to be to the ends of the earth. It can be right there within the four walls of your home.
Mm-hmm. I love that. God keeps no records of wrong. In the religion I was raised, it was the opposite. We were taught that God kept account of everything we did wrong. It's so refreshing it was so refreshing to hear, no, that's not the way. It's not this, you know, writing everything down and figuring out how he's going to punish you, right? That's not God. That's not our Heavenly Father. So I love that you've reiterated that. That's so awesome. Wouldn't it be great if we would be the same way, if we would stop keeping the records of wrong people have done to us? That was a thought I had when you mentioned that.
Right, right.
Or just, you know,
well,
I like
1 Corinthians 13 tells us that he keeps no records of wrong.
Right, right. But if we did that, if we kept the records of everything good, every good thing that people did to us, I think that would really encourage us. That's the thought that I was having. Very good.
Yes.
So, yeah. So what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today, Sonia?
The voice of our Heavenly Father, it is pure love. Choose to linger in his manifest presence. He wants you there. Ask him. Seek him. Knock. The door will be open to you. He's there. He's ready and willing to receive you, and he wants to love on you. Don't go without that love. You need it.
Nice. I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. As you were saying that, when you were saying he's there, I was thinking, you know, some people take these quests, you know, all over the world and travel to all different countries, but your quest was right in your bedroom. You said, I put myself aside in my bedroom. That's how easy it can be, right? Just going to a certain
yes.
spot in your home. Would you like to talk a little bit about that? Because I think that's deep.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of what I call soaking prayer. And soaking mm-hmm. prayer means you're going to set aside a specific time just for prayer. And it's all inclusive. It's not just a conversation. It can be very artistic. Some people paint. Some people draw. Some people sing during this time. You can just listen to music and read your Bible. But basically, mm-hmm. it's a time to receive. You come with no agenda. You're not coming to say, hey, I need this. I need that. I need that. You're just coming to enjoy his presence. It's a very different approach to prayer. Like, I just want to spend time with you. I just want to lay my head on your chest. I just want to give you a hug today. It's a very different approach to prayer. And that is the avenue toward a more personal and more intimate relationship, because he already knows what you need before you ask him. And I'm not saying not to ask. I'm saying there's a time frame where you honestly just need to spend time because of who he is.
Right. That makes perfect sense. And I was thinking that even in our human relationships, who wants, you know, how fun is it for somebody to just come and ask and ask and ask and not spend time with us? You know, it's just questions.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I just love that. I love the way you phrase that. It feels really, really good. Just setting aside that time just to be and just to enjoy. That's really wonderful. We're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. If you want to call in and ask Sonia a question, you can dial 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start dialing now, and we'll be right back.
Life isn't always easy. Work-life balance is often a struggle, and we feel we are losing control. When life becomes stressful, our work suffers, our health suffers, or worse. It doesn't have to be like this. Take the first step toward gaining control. Do it today by investing in work-life balance coaching with Christian Reiber at wellnesswithchristian.com. Christian helps you balance your life by placing control back into your hands, giving you time to live the life you deserve. Text Christian today at 716-785-2685 or visit wellnesswithchristian.com.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
Fear, a powerful tool in law and politics today. Trial lawyers can be found in the trenches, confronting those fears at the forefront of battles for justice, equality, and civil rights. Zachary Blake is one such trial lawyer. If you're passionate about social justice or love political and courtroom intrigue with compelling, powerful plots and characters, you will love the Zachary Blake Betrayal Legal Thriller Series by award-winning author Mark M. Bello. Go to www.markmbello.com and get betrayed.
We're back on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maureen Mitchell, with guest Sonia Anderson, talking about how she received revelation about the Hebrew roots of the Bible. Let's talk a little bit about your curriculums, especially your book series, Torah Times Digest, which you have now 15 books in the series, I think?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, you know what? We have a caller. Let's take that first. We have a caller on.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. What's your name? Did you have a question for Sonia? I guess not. Okay. So we'll go ahead and talk about your Torah Time Digest, Sonia.
Okay. Well, Torah Time Digest is a series that it's basically more of a curriculum for anyone who wants to either lead Bible study, be more engrossed in Bible study, or even just have it for personal devotion time. It is not limited to Torah, as far as like the first five books of the Bible. It does cover the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. And what it does is it just reveals Jesus or Yeshua from cover to cover, from the Old Covenant through the New Covenant. And it also incorporates ancient historical texts and other books that were written during that time and other historians such as Josephus. So it incorporates a lot of references so you get a more comprehensive view of what's presented in Scripture.
Wow, that's awesome. I know that you have done, you're an avid researcher, and you have done a tremendous amount of research to create these curriculums. Could you talk a little bit about that?
I love researching. That's one of my fortes. And one of the things that fascinates me is how much we leave out when we just reference 66 books of the Bible. There are other books in the Bible that are referred to. Even when you read the Bible, it'll reference other books that are not in our canonized scripture. And to just incorporate those texts for yourself and discern whether or not they are legitimate for yourself reveals a lot more about scripture. So I actually go through a lot of the ancient Jewish texts and go through Hebrew word etymology so that I can understand what was originally meant and intended in the Hebrew language, not just the English language. And I go from there. I mean, a lot is revealed when you just read it in Hebrew.
Wow. So you read Hebrew?
A little bit.
Awesome. Wow, that's pretty, I'm very impressed. That's fantastic because, you know, I speak two languages. I speak English and Spanish, and I know how much gets lost in translation from any language to any other language. So reading something in its original language, that brings, so, like you say, so much more because it can mean something completely different.
Right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So, you also have, are there any other books that you want to talk about that you think that the listener would really find valuable?
Yes, well, the one that I initially wrote from that initial time of soaking prayer, that's A Place to Call Home 1, and then another volume came out shortly thereafter, The Place to Call Home 2. Those two are about the Tabernacle of Moses and how Jesus is revealed in the Tabernacle of Moses. And then there's Inner Strength. And there's also Hallowed Be Thy Name. And Hallowed Be Thy Name goes into all the different names and titles of God and how we can understand what was meant by those titles. And then you can pretty much decide for yourself how you want to address your Heavenly Father from there. But it's an unbiased look at how we came to say all these different names and titles. This curriculum is also available as an e-curriculum. So if you don't want to have a physical book, you can take it as an e-course.
Okay, awesome. Very good. So let's talk about for a minute about how to get a hold of you and your book, Sonia.
My website, www.soniatanderson.com.
Very good. And you can also find that website right here on the Blog Talk link. So if you look at the description of the show, right under there is Sonia's website. And this is a live show, but I want to remind you as listeners that a replay of it will be available right after. And spread this news. This is really good information. So spread it to people that you know that would be interested. Very good. So is there something special that you want to say to a listener today?
Well, don't think you have to be super duper smart or anything like that in order to actually study the word. I think some people kind of stop themselves and feel like they're not qualified or they're not in this hierarchy system mm-hmm. where they're a pastor or a leader or whatever. He's available to everyone, from young to old. And that's what Torah Time Digest does. It makes the word accessible to everyone because everything is broken down into understandable parts and components so that you can get it. And the Hebrew roots, all of it, it's there. So don't think you have to be a scholar in order to enjoy that level of learning in the Bible. It's worth your time.
That's great. I love that because, yeah, we can't be intimidated thinking we have to be a scholar. We have to have a certain degree. I love that you said that. Let's talk a little bit about the Hebrew roots because we didn't really get into that. How did you discover that and why is that so important to you?
Well, it's important because Jesus is the Jewish Messiah. Mm-hmm. He kept the law. He kept all the customs of the Hebrews at the time. And we can't divorce him from that. It would be like separating him from who he is. So in
right.
order to understand him more, it's better that we look at the entire Bible in its context, the Old Covenant and the New Covenant, in addition to all the other Jewish texts that were available to them at that time, so that we understand what he's saying.
Right. So when you're talking about the Torah, you're talking about the Torah that the Jewish people use, or is it the same one?
Yeah, the first five books of the Bible. Also,
okay.
I understand Torah to mean Yahweh's teaching and instruction for life. So if it's his teaching and instruction for life, it's accessible to everyone. But
right.
this is what they were carrying. They were, you know, reading this every week on Sabbath, the whole Torah, the first five books of the Bible, this is the custom. So this was what they were very familiar with. So a lot of things that Jesus said in the New Covenant was founded in that, because when he walked the earth, the New Covenant wasn't written yet.
Right, exactly. So that's absolutely the basis. So when you say they read the whole Torah, you mean they read all the five books or they took portions of it each Saturday?
For the most part, when I read the other outside texts, I guess it varied, but for the most part, they would read a good portion of it, almost all of it, from what was understood.
Very interesting. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That's very intense. Very good. Is there something else that you'd like to say to a listener that's on your heart today?
All this being aside, the overall message is the voice of your Heavenly Father is pure love. And if we just choose him for ourselves and come before him, you know, he is our teacher. He will reveal this information directly to you, directly to your heart, using extra resources and, you know, written. He desires that you linger in his manifest presence. And that is the key to intimacy with him, to come before him without an agenda, just to spend time with Daddy God.
Nice. You know, we're just coming out of the times of pandemic here. Hopefully we're just about over with it. Do you have something special to say to a listener during these trying times?
The world is probably not coming to as much of an end as it might appear. And there is always hope in Yeshua Messiah. And if we keep that foundation of faith, know that he's in control, that nothing can happen without his permission, that the enemy has not won. He's already been defeated. And if we just hold fast to our faith, we all can get through this together.
Thank you. That's really good. You know, the part that he is in control is so important because this last year, it just felt, at least for me, that everything was so out of control. Everything was so different. Things we've never had to do before, like wearing masks and be away from people, right? It's just almost unbearable. But when you say he's in control, right away, I can just feel a peace and a hope.
Right. And just keep the focus on him because, you know, you begin to sink when you start looking around at everything that's happening and you panic. So just keep your focus on him. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He's our ultimate prize. Keeping your eyes fixed on him, then everything else falls into place.
That's true. We don't have to panic. Yeah, very good. I actually had that experience of feeling a little panicked because, you know, make the mistake of reading the news headline. Always a mistake for me anyway. but it's easy in these times to panic, you know. But But it's also easy to turn your mind to and to face the truth and see what's really true for us. So that's absolutely wonderful. Is there something you'd like to say as we close out the show, Sonia?
If you're interested in taking e-courses or learning more, there's more than just Torah Time Digest. There are 29 books total that I've written. So take advantage of all the resources that God has given me, and it's out there to share with you for the world.
Very nice. And her website again is Sonia, T as in Tom, Anderson, ANDERSON.com. You can find it right here on the Blog Talk link and just link right to there and see all of Sonia's work. Well, it's been absolutely wonderful having you with us today. You know what? There's still a caller. Let me double check. We have a couple of minutes. Let's see if someone wants to come on the line.
Okay.
Hello, you're on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Did you have a question for Sonia? Hello? I guess they can't hear us. I think maybe they're just listening in, but that's fine. Very good. So thank you so much, Sonia, for being on the show. Thank you for sharing such a wonderful message of hope and encouragement. I love the part about setting aside that time with no agenda. That really spoke to me, with no agenda, and not to ask for a bunch of things that we want or need. I mean, we are in dire need sometimes, but just the time to spend, just to be, that's really beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with us. And thank you for listening in to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember that a replay of this will be available right after. Make sure that you spread it around. And make sure you catch us on the next episode of Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Bye for now.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.